This is episode number 2636 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Valerie Bertinelli was just living her life, not expecting anything wonderful or big would happen to her when something came along that was both wonderful and big. Turned out to be one of the biggest shocks of her life.
Now, this was an interesting year for Valerie Bertinelli. She lost her shows on Food Network.
Which I still don't understand.
And she's made really no big deal about it, but she looks like she's lost a ton of weight.
She's lost some weight.
A lot.
Yeah, she has.
And every day it's like, okay, how much Ozempic are you shooting up there, Valerie? Because
She was unhappy.
I get it. She was unhappy.
Well, she went through a divorce.
It was a horrible divorce.
This last year.
No, 2 years ago.
Well, yeah, it started around then, but it was like the divorce that would never go away.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
It just.
And we don't know the details. Just
no,
it was
but
horrible.
she was pretty beat up with it,
yeah,
though.
She was.
You know.
Yeah.
So it was just between that and Food Network and everything else. It's like she's just had a hard time.
Tough on her.
So she goes, I was supposed to die with my 6 cats and my dog and very happily live the rest of my years alone.
Well, yeah.
I'm good alone. But she met a person a couple of years ago that she maintains. It was strictly platonic, but there was something about him that I connected with that felt familiar.
Hmm.
So she explained that their friendship only recently evolved into a romantic relationship.
Oh, okay.
After they began talking on the phone earlier this year.
She's let it out.
She said it's crazy, the comfort level, she gushed. As we know, Valerie and her ex, Tom Vitales, they split a few years ago for all intents and purposes. But for now, Valerie is keeping her new beau's name under wraps.
That's smart.
But she did tease that he's a writer based on the East Coast.
Ooh, that's interesting. That does make
you
think.
Which I'm happy for her that she's got happy.
I think I'm happy for her. We know one side of her. We don't know every side of her, you know, but she kind of is America's sweetheart, has been for, you know.
She's America's
sweetheart-ish
sweetheart.
Yeah. I mean, she's like 63, 64 now.
Yeah.
I've kind of followed her on Instagram. I'm pretty sure you have too. She's pretty open.
She's going through.
And actually her response to what people have said about her.
She's open about that too.
And you know, and I'm okay with that. You know what? A lot of people, she would have put maybe her publicist in front of that. And you know, they would have said, hey, just let it roll off your back. But you know what?
No, you're going to fat shame her. She's going to talk to you.
In today's transparent world, be transparent back. I mean, I'm in agreement with that.
Mm-hmm.
I won't not admit that I didn't have a little bit of a crush on her, you know, because, you know, everybody did. And
she's on a Beat Bobby Flay, one of my favorite.
My favorite
interaction between them ever. She's on a Beat Bobby Flay and she comes over and she ends up hugging Bobby Flay and he goes, I've waited 30 years for that.
I know. Isn't that awesome? That's awesome.
So has every man, I think.
Oh, yeah. No, she's great. The fact that she was our little sweetheart, and then she married Eddie Van Halen. And had his offspring. I mean, doesn't get any damn cooler than that.
Who got married recently.
Yeah, Wolfie got married.
Yeah.
And he's trying to kind of get together. I think he's actually going to get together with Sammy and with Michael Anthony, and they're going to try and reproduce some Van Halen memories together, so we'll see.
Good.
We'll see. Van Hagar. We wish Valerie all the best. And
I like her.
You know what? Somebody's got to pick her up on television to do something. She's just too damn cute. I mean, really. And everybody loves her.
I still can't believe that she's not on Food Network. I just don't kind of understand it.
It came down to money. You know it came down to money.
Of course.
They had to give all that money to Flay. Keep him. So, you know.
Yeah, because that was probably during
that
the whole...
Part and parcel. Van Camp and Morgan.
Tori Spelling who?
Who?
Anyway, she let her podcast listeners...
Everybody has a podcast.
And she has listeners?
Well, don't...
All right, I'll be
nice.
Tori Spelling let her podcast listeners in on the moment she told her estranged husband, Dee McDermott, that she filed for divorce. In fact, she did it live on an episode of Misspelling.
What? No.
Which I do like the name of her podcast.
Oh, no, that's a great
misspelling.
Name. Misspelling.
Not just misspelling.
But misspelling.
Misspelling. Yeah. Tori dropped the news on Dean in the middle of her work day with a phone call. Listeners were not able to hear Dean's portion of the phone call.
Thank goodness.
Which I think that would have been super tacky if she had.
It was super tacky for her to do this.
It was, yeah.
Hi, I'm in the middle of a podcast right now. Hi. Hang on just a second, listeners. We're going to go to the phones now. Hi, yeah, it's your husband. Let's make it your ex-husband because I'm divorcing you. You'll hear from my attorney by the end of the hour. Thanks. Thanks for playing. I mean, can you believe that? I mean, really? Now, we know they've been breaking up for a long time.
Yeah.
I think it just came down to who was filing first and all that stuff, but I don't know, man. He stuck with her for a long time. I don't know that I would have.
He did.
I don't know that I would have. Yeah.
Well, you know,
Jenny Garth.
He was hoping for that meal ticket.
Jenny's still besties with her, so you know.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's gotta be besties with Tori. Oh my God.
So listeners were not able to hear Dean's response anyway, like I was saying, but it wasn't a surprise
right.
that they were splitting, though she did end the phone call by saying, "Love you."
Well, I mean, they co-parent. They have 100 kids together, and I get that. That's all right.
Well, if she wants that co-parenting successful, then, you know, airing it on her podcast probably wasn't the most, you know.
You know what? He still has to pay child support, no matter what.
So she has to pay, right?
No, he has to pay.
He has to pay.
She's got custody of the kids. So.
Denise Richards is making a whopping $2 million monthly from her OnlyFans career.
What?
And her ex-Real Housewives of Beverly Hills castmate think it's disgusting that she's not only on OnlyFans, but that she approved of her daughter, Sammy, being a new a sex worker on the site.
Hey, $2 million a month? I'm doing the math in my head. It's $24 million a year.
That's a lot of money.
This is the most money she's made in her life.
Yeah, it probably is.
And she has to show some skin to do it. I mean, and at her age. It's not like she's some ingenue.
I mean, I guess I'm surprised that people want to go to her site.
I kind of am, too. I'm also surprised that I knew how to pronounce ingenue.
I was very proud of you for that.
Huh?
That was impressive.
Thank you very much.
Look at that big words today.
Been working on that for a couple of
ingenue.
Hours.
Ingenue. And how often do you get to actually use ingenue in a conversation?
You never do. I mean,
well, today is the day. You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
After seeing Sammy rake in an average of 80,000 whopping bucks
man.
A month for her steamy post, that's when Denise joined the site herself and is now bringing in a whopping $2 million monthly. But if mommy is bringing in $2 million, Sammy joined first at 80,000, and she was making 80,000 when mommy joined. So chances are Sammy's bringing in the millions as well.
Oh, she probably is.
Especially since she's younger.
I should have been born better looking.
And probably better
and
looking
sexier,
than her mama is.
Because I could have been making $2 million. Well,
you know what?
You know, maybe not that
I
much.
I thought about going on there and like picking belly button lint or something because people watch that.
That's so cringy.
But they watch it.
I get it. People are weird. People
trimming toenails and such? Once I trim the toenails, there's nothing more to trim, so I don't know what else I'd
How
be
about
doing.
This? How about showing a belt that's been stretched all to hell where the thing goes in and the holes are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I don't even know where I'm going with that.
The person that would pay to see that, I would cringe, yes.
I would cringe over the belly button lint. Come on now.
Unless people are strange.
Said belly button lint belonged to Halle Berry, and then what? We're not worthy. We're just not worthy.
Then you'd save all the belly button lint, and you'd try to make yourself a new Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. At least
or
I'd have
Halle
some
Berry
DNA. I'd have some DNA, by God. All right, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a fine day. And
that's all the news you care us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.